I came to Oroville about 7 years ago, and I think the first day I came, just by chance, I ran into David, Ganesh and Bhaskar, and they said come and work with them after a month. So I came back in a month's time, and we started working together. Or rather, I started working with them. They were already working together. So that was in Verite. So the first building we worked on was the ILC, which is an Integral Learning Center. So we did that, which was already in process when I came. And then after that, Bhaskar and I built a house in called Blessing in Verite. Then we worked on the new bakery section in Natural Mall. And the last 2 years, we've been very busy doing this new auditorium called Kripa. It's actually a rehearsal space. And the new law school and Luminosity Apartments. And I was in Luminosity for a year. Apart from that, I've been working on a couple of projects outside, in Bangalore, in Chennai, and in Thiruvannamalai. About 4 years ago, we started building our house. That was before I had kind of become a newcomer. And I think the idea just came to me is, can you know, we build a house today, which is a modern house, without cement. So I met a couple of old-timers in Oroville. Johnny I met, then I met Diego, I met Bernard. They gave me a lot of ideas. Diego kind of was the chief advisor for this building. There are a lot of buildings like this in the Greenbelt. Not as well finished, but the ideas are already there in the Greenbelt. So I just kind of took all those ideas, put them together, and basically tried to make as comfortable a house as possible, using natural materials and materials which ideally were procured locally, so that I could go and see where, you know, things were coming from. So just to build a kind of an emotional connection with where this house is coming from. And even with the workers, we try to, you know, obviously get people from around here, which we can do in Oroville. And I think apart from I think the wood, apart from the old wood, which is obviously coming from some, you know, houses in I don't know where, Karaikudi or something. Mm. Everything else was got from a 22-kilometer radius.
Really?
The labor, okay, and all the materials.
A small roof, the grass,
the bamboo I harvested in Discipline and in Pulichapalam village. The thatch comes from Ambakam village. The earth comes from Bommayarpaliyam. Eucalyptus probably comes from a local kind of area, but they were all lying in the sawmills, the local sawmills. What else? Plywood obviously comes from factories. Couldn't do without that. What else? I mean, the stone comes from Thiruvakkarai, which is about 20 something kilometers away. The foundations are stone. So yeah, so that was a great adventure. Finally it happened.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's absolutely beautiful. And but I would like to talk more on, about the cost, the finances.
Yes.
I know that we have discussed it here, but it would just be great if you can just give us some quick facts again.
Okay, so this kind of house, to build this kind of house today is no longer cheap. Maybe 10 years ago it was cheap because labor was cheap. But with the rising cost of labor in India, it's not cheap anymore. Wood, of course, we all know, has become extremely expensive. And all the work which, you know, the low technology, so-called low-tech work, appropriate technology work, which used to be done by hand, which can still be done by hand, requires a lot of people. And that's what's making it expensive. But ideally, if, you know, the people who are going to live in the house can get some friends and relatives together and do some of the work themselves, which is really feasible, then I think the cost of such a structure will come down dramatically. So yeah, I think, I mean, this kind of technology, when we built the house 4 years ago, came out at around 1,500 rupees a square foot, which is exactly the same as a conventional house. A thatch roof costs just the same as a concrete roof, so this is not a low cost option. But if we are willing to go a little more rustic and we are willing to work ourselves, I think it can be a much cheaper option than it is right now. If we were to build this today, I think we can do it between 1,005 and 2,000 rupees a square foot. And but yeah, I think doing one, if we're able to do one, if someone actually wants to do it and we do it, it'll give us a good idea of how much it will end up costing. I'm curious to know how much. Of course, I mean, this doesn't take into account, you know, even this house was built without a contractor, so we saved all that money. Normally, you know, conventional house, you have to have a contractor and he takes 20% and all that. So that didn't happen here. But you have to kind of be on site every day.
Mm.
But in this transit lounge, lounge project, I'm hoping to prefabricate the walls. And of course, the columns, beams are already prefabricated. Just bring them to site and erect them. Hopefully, it can be a very, very fast process.
Mm.
The big thing people have to remember is when working with natural materials, is we have to start well in advance. Because stuff has to be got, it has to be treated, it has to, you know, be made into a form that is usable, including the thatch, you know, the bamboo, the wood, all of that. Once we have that ready, I'm really thinking prefabrication 2 weeks and erection 2 weeks. I'm hoping.
Hmm.
So I think, I mean, definitely within 2 months we should have a house once our materials are ready.
And when we talk about this mantle bowl housing,
yes.
So it would be very easy or kind of easy for the user to just take off the pieces, okay. And take the house with him or her and put it up somewhere else?
Yes.
Except of the roof, obviously.
The roof, if you do a thatched roof, it has to be taken apart and then rebuilt. So that obviously is a time-consuming thing. But I think the rest of it, including the walls, the columns, the structure, the walls and the flooring, I have ideas to make them, you know, totally dismantleable. And it can be taken down in a week and put up again in a week or two.
But the roof is also the most expensive part of the house, you said.
Not the most. It's a cost about a fifth of the house.
Okay.
Yeah, what to say?
Mm.
It's a beautiful process, but it's time consuming, and because it's labor intensive, it's costly now.
Yeah.
The material is still cheap. A bundle of thatch costs about 70 paisa, which is still very cheap. But the people who do this work, I think now charge about 400 rupees a day. So that's expensive. So ideally, I think I would like to learn to do this soon.
I think it's a very good idea. Yeah. And can you just please mention again the size of the prototype?
The prototype. For,
mm.
What I'm thinking of now is basically like a capsule, I suppose, for one person. It's a dormitory with the space for a desk and shelves and a small living space and a loft bedroom. It's about 12 feet by 7 feet. It's a modular thing, a modular structure, which can be duplicated. So if two people want to live in a structure, they can easily build two of them side by side and you have double the space for less than double the cost, because you save some money. The bigger the structure, the more the savings, because there are some common walls which you can take out.
And you mentioned it would be probably 3.5 lakhs for two.
For this small dormitory, I'm thinking definitely below 2 lakhs, I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm.
For the double-sized one, 3.5 lakhs. The double-sized one would be 12 feet by 14 feet.
And
with the loft. So basically, yeah, you have a floor and then the loft is half of that.
Are we talking here also about a bathroom?
No bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a bathroom, but I have to work it out because of, you know, water. The thing is the plywood and wood and all and the mud walls don't do so well with water, right? So I have to figure out a way of putting a bathroom in. Kitchen is easy. Bathroom, I'm not so sure yet. Toilet, yes, I think. I don't think there's a problem.
And will it also have like an outside space such as here?
No.
It's this?
Up to the person. It's not in the plans.
It's not
but
in
it
the
would
plan.
Be extra.
Okay.
I mean, like what I have in my house, obviously the outside space is not dismantleable. It's a brick
sure.
structure.
Yes.
But you can build a kind of a deck with
yeah.
a roof on top.
Okay.
Something very
yeah.
easy.
I see, of course.
So
So how did you find the house that we viewed today?
I like it very much. It's a very nice atmosphere. And yeah, I feel at home here. I could easily live in this kind of place. Yeah.
Personally, yeah. I can see the place inside. Inside feels like what I know I won't easily go. I won't find anything difficult. I won't even change anything if they give me the house. Something like that. Perfectly ready to kind of cool inside, nice. Like she said, it's like home. I start feeling more like home. Though I don't see much dismantlable aspect, like I said, like it can be made, but then with onto the ground like this, also if possible as an option would be nice.
This, you mean this section here, the terrace?
If they have like in transit lounge.
Yeah.
Other than the common kitchen and the space, if they still build something like this, like spots around.
Mm-hmm.
In a common lounge, in a common area.
Not in the common area, but in other areas in between the houses.
Yeah. Where people could meet and also and or
not only in one specific place but also in other places.
In between the houses.
In between the houses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this sounds real nice. Mm-hmm.
So I understand it seems like you're likely to choose this house.
Yeah, I already knew that before, that I want to also experiment with these mud walls. Yeah, I want something light and airy and natural. And I like to work with the earth, you know, with my hands and the mud and just like a therapy kind of thing.
So you're going to be building your own house. You're going to help building it.
I also have very little money, so it makes it very practical. It seems like I need this kind of experience also at the same time, and also I like the process also of seeing it come together and being part of it. Because I think when I then live in it, I feel it kind of like an extension of myself. I can... Somehow it's like a living... something more alive. Not just like what I experienced last week with the concrete, that it's like a dead thing and there's nothing coming from it. But this feels like...
Use more feedback.
Yeah, there's something about it that I resonate with. Yeah. Where I know that also for, let's say, for it's more healthy. It will be a more healthy environment and it will be a more... what is the word? I don't know. A different experience. Yeah.
Where do you live now?
Well, I'm house sitting, and so I'm in a very solid brick and concrete house, where I feel very much cut off from the outside. This is something I want to change.
I'm currently house sitting in Adventure, in my friend's place. That's a mud house, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really cool inside. Not like this, that's a very pretty thick mud wall. Solid mud wall. Look at house sitting.
And you're likely going to choose this house as well? So far, is this like your preference?
No, I like this house. Personally, I really like this house. But they asked me to come up with another option because I think I'm a good carpenter, which I'm still a student kind of thing. So I'm trying to come up with a wooden house, a carpenter's house. Possibly.
Mm-hmm. But it could still also be
properly dismantled.
But also the mostly wood, but then also the mud panels is also possible, no? To leave out some wood and add some mud?
Still be possible. If the panels they're talking about
mm-hmm.
are very similar in size,
mm-hmm.
then it can be done.
Yeah.
If, in my opinion, if you put two of them together in a height basis, this and that, then there can be even four sections. You want to fill in mud in one section, you can fill it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm thinking of just wooden frames and mesh
mm-hmm.
for mosquito net.
Ah.
Yes. So you're not building another prototype or...
I don't know. It's kind of another prototype.
Another prototype that you're coming up with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this will happen before the 15th of August.
Prototype?
Yeah.
The standing structure you see? I don't...
Just on paper?
It would just be on paper and like it's really...
Unless somebody is offering to
yeah,
do it
before that. But Manu is building a place beyond the American Pavilion, that international house. It's almost the same concept, so I'm trying to incorporate that into this. But it's all like just stacking wood to make the structure.
Yeah.
So you need two more friends to help me, that's it. Then I think, like you said, in 2 weeks we can build your own house.
So that means you're actually calling for volunteers. Yeah, you're using this as an opportunity as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I think in Oral you'll find enough friends who will, you know, willingly come. Not only just to help you, they can make tea for you, they can cook your food also. So it's not a big thing. It's not a call. They will come for you.